イバです。
ハリルです、エヴァ。
For joining our financial announcement and I'd like to take this chance to say we're very pleased for 2015 because in 2015 we actually build up a lot of momentum and great solid foundation for our future growth. So I'd like to take this chance to talk about our strategy going forward, especially for 2016. I think there's three important aspects for Trend Micro to be success in 2016. First, we need to stay true and continue to execute how we create value. That is by innovation. Trend Micro has existed for 27 years, and for more than 72 consecutive quarters, every quarter, Trend Micro generates profit for our shareholder. So we need to continue that momentum and continue to stick with that principle and that philosophy. Second is that we need to address, create the value by address the highest customer pain point and therefore create the best value for our customer. And third, of course, we need to build on the momentum we built in 2015. So let's see how we execute those three important aspects. First of all, create value. As a public company, we need to create value for employees, for customers, and for our shareholder. But a lot of time, people think that value means money. But actually, if you think about the innovator's equation, if you just trace for money, we said we are going to generate this much money and therefore this much revenue, and trace for that money, you're chasing the wrong target. And a lot of time, you will not really create value. For innovators, value creation is actually by looking at what is the biggest pain of the customer. How do you solve that effectively? And then the money will come. That's why we will continue to stick with that principle and say, yes, we want to create value, but we are not just chasing the money or chasing the market. Copy somebody else that is doing, and that is what Trend Micro will do. So we've been doing that for 27 years. We grow the company by every time when there is a new pain happen in customer side, we create new solution for our customer. And we must create that solution because security actually is a very interesting two pain point. The pain point of customer got a security breach and the pain point of implementing security a lot of time costs a lot of resource and a lot of time for our customers. So we always need to evaluate that the security breach pain is larger than the pain of implementing the security. So if we look at today's environment, the biggest customer's pain is always happen when there is new infrastructure change. And today, that infrastructure change in the cloud and data center, there's new environment that is happening. Or in the network, because of the next generation data center, hybrid cloud, the network has become much more complicated. And for the consumer side or on the end user side, because of all type of new devices, including all the IoTs, those are the new area that customer would have pain. And Trend Micro has been creating the solution for these three areas. For the cloud and data center, we create the solution for hybrid cloud security. For the consumer part or the user, end user part, we have complete user protection. And for the complicated network part, in 2015, as Mahendra mentioned, we did this acquisition of Tipping Point. We enhanced this part of our network defense. And later on, I will explain about this network defense strategy in more detail. So let's look at how all these three solutions will work together. Because we have all this smart protection network that is the cloud-based security intelligence. It will feed into all of this solution. And therefore, when integrate them all together, it's a layer protection with connected threat defense. So customer can see the overall security posture. The first part of the layer protection is about data center. All the valuable data are stored in the data center on the server. And in here, we have more and more protection applied on this data center. Our product, Deep Security, is very strong in this area. Then next layer is you need to be able to block and detect and block all the advanced threat at the network layer before it reach the data center. And finally, if you can protect all your user, then stop all those threats at the user level, that is the best. By integrating all of these three layers together, then customer can find out the root cause, where is my weak point of my security defense policy, and therefore they can put the best protection into those areas. And they can take an overall risk management approach to say, where is the best ROI for me to invest my security budget? And therefore, those three layer protection is the complete layer protection. Trend Micro actually is already number one in the server on the data center side. Trend Micro is number three, or in Japan and in Europe, with number one in the end user protection. Now, adding into this our network solution, I think Trend Micro will become the most complete threat defense company in the whole world. Let's look at the 2015, our momentum. How did we build the momentum? On the data center, on the server side, actually, in 2015, we add more than 2,200 customers on the data center side, and our revenue grew 59%. That is like all new customer and our new revenue. That's what also Mahendra mentioned about our pre-GAAP revenue growth in enterprise side has been record high for 10 years. We continue, this is our third year continuing. Globally, we are the highest market share for the server security market. That including all the, this year we already at the 30% of the global server security market. And then on the user side, end user protection side, Trend Micro already have more than millions of endpoints that Trend Micro protected. But in last year, we continue to grow. We grow more than 15,000 new customers in the end user protection side. And we continue to win the awards, because in this part, still, protection is the most important thing. And Trend Micro has continually best of all the antivirus comparison or the security measurement, Trend Micro has continuously been the number one in this area. Most, I would say, I'm very proud of this chart, because this is a Gartner group. They always come up with this magic quadrant. And this year, Trend Micro not only is the leader in the whole endpoint quadrant, but also we are the most visionary. Usually the visionary quadrant is the visionary is for the startup, but Trend Micro is the leader, the big company, but this year we're leading all the visionary because of our execution. Putting all the complete user protection integrated is together. That's why we gain this great position. And I think with this reference, we will be able to gain a lot more new customer. Because right now, actually, on the end user side, there's a lot of new demand. Because the SSL, the HTTPS, is going to be more and more popular. And therefore, a lot of protection need to be placed at the endpoint. And therefore, our position as a visionary and execute very well big company in the end user market, end user protection market, will gain us a big momentum in this area. And lastly, I'd like to spend a little bit more time talking about the new area, that is network defense area. So originally, Trend Micro already has a network defense component, which we call it network breach detection solution, deep discovery product. That product last year is about, we had more than 400 customers, and usually a very large customer. We have very large bank, very large financial institution, hospital are implementing this deep discovery solution, which is an advanced threat APT solution. And the revenue growth in this part is 153%. So it's a solution that's sitting on the network detecting advanced threats. With that protection, we already are number one in the most effective, the best solution in breach detection market. But if you think about adding this solution into IPS, intrusion prevention market, I think you probably know that intrusion prevention market is evolved from intrusion detection market. It's IDS and become IPS and grow into a $2 billion market for IPS. If you think about right now, it's breach detection. The natural evolving, it will become breach prevention. That's what customers want, not just detection. They want prevention. And therefore, when Trend Micro add this deep discovery detection solution together with the tipping point intrusion prevention system combined, it can provide intrusion prevention and breach prevention together. We already see that, and therefore, beginning of last year, we already integrate our deep discovery with HP tipping point at that time. The product was working well. We're starting to test the market, and the customer are seeing they think this is the right solution. And then we see the opportunity that HP want to spin out tipping point. So we take that opportunity and we acquire tipping point. Now, with tipping point together, we can protect all those critical assets. And with these two companies combined together, let's see what is the synergy. First, Trend Micro has small protection network. This is the world's largest known threat, security threat intelligence. We know all the known vulnerability, we know all the known viruses, all these known threats. That is what Trend Micro have. And tipping point, they have the world's largest, most advanced zero-day protection. That is unknown vulnerability, unknown threat protection. So these two add together on the security intelligence side, we together is the world's largest, best known and unknown threat protection intelligence together. Then on the product side, if you look at, of course, Tipping Point IPS, they are the innovator, they are the initiator of this IPS market. They have very strong product offering in the current generation IPS. But eventually, this current generation IPS will evolve into next generation IPS, just like firewall now changed to next generation firewall. IPS need to add new feature and new deployment method and become next generation IPS. What does next generation IPS need? This is what they need. First, they need to have next generation data center deployment. What does that mean? Because before, the data center is physical, your perimeter is fixed. But now next generation data center means hybrid cloud. Their data center is across the physical and the cloud. They will move into SDN, the software defined network, or NFV. All this new generation data center deployment is needed. And That is what Trend Micro was very strong at. Our deep security, our knowledge in the hybrid cloud, in the virtualization and SDN, all this area. Then advanced threat protection. Next generation IPS need to add advanced threat protection. And Trend Micro's deep discovery and what we just show is the leader in the advanced threat detection. We can add that advanced threat detection into the current IPS. The third part is called east-west traffic inspection, which means that traditional IPS is mainly outside-in traffic they need to detect. But the new generation is they need to understand the user's network. Inside the user's network, what is the information that being transmitted? And that is user behavior, user network understanding. That is what Trend Micro also very strong at. And therefore, with all this knowledge adding together, we believe we can become not only the innovator, we will be the leader and create this next generation IPS, which is the new infrastructure we'll need. And that's what we are very excited about. Not only that, this integration will enable Trend Micro to talk to a new group inside the enterprise, which is network security group. They usually have the largest budget. And before Trend Micro was not talking to the network security group, but because of this IPS, we will be able to talk to this network security group. And then when we integrate all this solution, three layer of protection together, we can provide the best value for our enterprise customers. So overall, I think I'm very excited about all these things that we're building up the momentum, and we will continue to execute being an innovator, being true to our philosophy of being innovator to create value for our customer, for our partner, for our employee, and for our shareholder. And we're very, as I can say, very exciting about this 2016 to march into the new era of network security. Thank you very much.